More than 350 parents, teachers, and activists turned out on a snowy night last week to organize opposition to Governor Larry Hogan's plan to cut $35 million in funding to the Baltimore City Public School System. WYPR's Mary Wiltenberg reports that the gathering at the new Waverly Elementary Middle School was sponsored by the Baltimore Education Coalition.
The Coalition, or BEC, a group of nonprofits from after-school programs and charter schools to the League of Women Voters and the American Civil Liberties Union, has become a force, thwarting $125 million in proposed cuts over 5 years and winning a funding stream of up to $1 billion to renovate or rebuild decrepit school buildings. They were joined last week by Baltimore Schools CEO Gregory Thornton, who called on the crowd to fight the proposed cuts.
Because, you know, everyone says, well, you should be able to do more with less, but I want to be clear tonight, you do less with less. And less with less will not get us to where we need to be.
Many attendees were first-time activists like Vivian Chu.
I feel like this is something that is worth fighting for. I work full-time, have two little kids, don't have a lot of capacity to go out and knock on doors and that kind of thing, but this is important enough to make the time, to make our voice heard.
This year, Chu and her husband narrowly decided to send their kindergartner to Mount Royal Elementary, their neighborhood public school, because of improvements they've seen there in the past few years. Now she sees those changes threatened. She called her local delegates to express opposition to the cuts and took home a stack of protest postcards addressed to Governor Hogan, Senate President Mike Miller, and House Speaker Mike Bush. When she hit up 30 of her colleagues at T. Rowe Price to sign them, their response surprised her.
It was universally positive. And I'm talking positive from people who I know are like really conservative Republicans, verging on Tea Party people, to friends who are liberal, progressive like myself. People who have kids who live in Baltimore City don't want these cuts to happen.
The ACLU of Maryland says the proposed cuts would roll per pupil funding for city schools back 5 years, which could mean a loss of more than 400 teachers or 700 staff members. Some critics say the cuts fall so disproportionately on Baltimore City schools, they must be retribution for a city that voted largely against the new governor. Budget Secretary David Brinkley responds.
From my perspective, and when you look at the numbers, the concept that there was any type of punitive action is absolutely absurd. And in fact, when we looked at all the choices that we had, we chose the one that had the least impact on the city and also across the state.
Karen DeCamp, one of BEC's founders and director of neighborhood programs at Greater Homewood Community Corporation, says schools must come first.
If we want this city to be healthy and to be growing, this is our priority. There is nothing else. You start with schools and then you move on from there.
Whether the group can persuade lawmakers of that is an open question. But Jared Billings, who was often lobbied by BEC when he was director of education policy for former Governor Martin O'Malley, is impressed. Usually, he says, coalitions as diverse as BEC split up after resolving a single issue. This one has only grown in scope and influence.
And there's power there. I mean, when different groups that have different theories of action come together and say, we all agree on these things, people on the side of making policy listen.
This morning, and every Friday morning and Monday evening till March 15th, BEC activists plan to travel to Annapolis to lobby lawmakers, some like Chu, for the very first time.
Also, we will see you in Annapolis.
Okay? I'm Mary Wiltenberg, reporting in Northeast Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
It was a fabulous, wonderful time.